Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday evening, June 13th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Premier solar installer leading the way in MA and RI. Sunfinity Power, a premier solar installer, is leading the way in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Offering top-rated solar and roofing services, the company focuses on providing affordable solutions without compromising on quality. With a range of high-caliber solar panel systems customized for local homeowners, Sunfinity Power ensures significant savings on electricity expenses while transitioning smoothly to renewable energy sources. In addition to solar installation, the company also delivers high-quality roofing solutions, setting them apart as a go-to resource for homeowners. By educating customers on the advantages of solar energy and providing ongoing maintenance and support, Sunfinity Power empowers families to make well-informed choices for a sustainable future. With a commitment to sustainability and economic growth, Sunfinity Power is dedicated to helping homeowners in Massachusetts and Rhode Island embrace the benefits of solar energy. Ongoing rare earth shortages force Maruti Suzuki to cut EV production. Maruti Suzuki, the Indian subsidiary of Japanese carmaker Suzuki Motor, has had to reduce electric vehicle production due to ongoing rare earth mineral shortages. Documents reveal that the New Delhi-based automaker has slashed eVitara production targets for the first half of the 2025-2026 financial year by two-thirds due to the shortage. This move comes as a result of China's decision to halt the export of seven rare earth metals in April, impacting the global automobile sector. The shortages may also lead manufacturers like Massimo Group to seek alternative supply sources.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.